I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shohei Ohtani is open to going as a batter only. Also, Freddie Freeman is not on the decline. We have big roster moves. We have injury updates. We're talking Shohei, Freddie, Mookie, Yamamoto, all that more. Coming up next on Dodgers Dugout Live.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Shohei Ohtani, first Dodger home run.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam!
It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here, credential member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on the X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel in the game. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button. And you know the drill. Comment Ohtani down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway, a brand new road gray Shohei Ohtani Dodgers jersey. All you have to do is be subscribed to the channel and comment Ohtani down below. Right to my, this is the white Shohei Ohtani bobblehead that's going for $200-$300. Not the road gray one, but we're giving away a road gray jersey. I wish I got that road gray one. We'd have Noel shaving his head already, but we're going to do another bet on something else. But let us know down below also where you're representing Dodgers Nation from. And, of course, today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Bet Online. You guys got to go to Bet Online, your number one source for the NBA, NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, even lines, live odds while the gamers are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Games, head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, of course, every episode of Dodgers Dugout Live starts with our question of the day, our poll question. I asked you guys over on the X, how many years do you expect Shohei Ohtani to pitch for the Dodgers? And right now, 10% of you say 1 to 2 years, 38% of you say 3 to 4 years, 5% say 5 plus years, 48% of you say that, and then 4% say zero. So let's check out this poll over here. Do we got the poll up on? I don't see it. All good in the hood. But definitely go over the X and be sure to vote because this one's pretty close. Like I said, 10% are saying 1 to 2 years, 38% saying 3 to 4 years, 48% saying 5 plus years, while 4% don't expect him ever to throw a pitch for the Dodgers. So that is extremely highly unlikely for $700 million. Yeah, to give me at least a couple years on the mound, but got some very interesting nuggets about that. MLB insider Bob Nightingale talked about Ohtani's future on the mound. We're going to get into that in a second here, but let's read some comments. We got Craig Osterberg says 5 years. One-Eyed Dragon says, remember Freddie Freeman, he's pretty good. It's a fire take. By the way, you guys know the drill. If you drop a fire take, anything hot, anything spicy, any hot takes, you're going to see one of these. Any burns, any roast, you're going to see one of these. A little finish in action. Anything a little sus, you're going to get one of these. Probably it's going to be from Nando. You got You Win. Comment of the show, you're going to see that. You Win. And for the Dodgers dog of the show, you get one of these. Who's got that dog in him today? But over in the comments, we got La Puente in the house. I say 5 to 6 years. Max, D-Max, number one fan, says 5+ years or I'll cry. Tayo Serrano says, I called Taylor missing and letting the ball go right after him. Yeah, that wasn't great defense by Chris Taylor. And you see him getting substituted into games later. They're trying to give him some opportunities, but unfortunately, he's just not really a part of the mix in a big way. He's going to get his at-bats here and there, but I think that's another reason why until there's a guy that he's blocking and until there's a obvious upgrade, that you have to really understand that he's not going to be hurting the team. We got, if you paid $500 a day to not watch any sports, how long would you be able to last? For me, $500 a day, I wouldn't take that. For me, you give me $1 billion a day, I still would not take that. How about you, Donio? If they offered you $1 billion a day, but you couldn't watch your Los Angeles Dodgers, would you accept that deal?
For the rest of my life?
For the rest of your life, $1 billion a day.
I guess it's easy to say no, but we'll see if it happens. I'll say no.
You're hedging there. How about you, Noah? If you're offered $1 billion a day, but you couldn't watch sports, would you accept that?
No.
Really? For me, I'm listening, baby. Give me my headphones. I'm listening. No, I wouldn't. How about you, Noel? $1 billion a day.
Oh, man. I wouldn't say any amount of money is worth more than my Los Angeles Dodgers. So, no.
That's a comment of the show. You're the Dodger dog of the show. That's a comment of the show. For me, I don't care if it's a Billy. Look, I don't have any hobbies. I don't have any other interests. It's all I have in life is sports. So seriously, I don't know what I would do with myself. So for me, that's a big no. But how about you guys? Would you accept that? John Cortez, that's what I just said. Give me the radio, baby. I'm listening to it. But no, it's not the same. Also, you can't even attend the game. We got Golf says, is anyone in the chat right now actually employed? Golf, hey, apologies to your bosses over there. You mentioned it quite a bit down below. I'll take the bet, but defer the majority of it. That's a comment of the show from our friend over there. You got Raul. It takes to move on from Taylor. I'm at work. Go Dodgers. Trade for McNeil. Give me the billion, and I'll listen to AM 570. That's from Scab Scar. Nando 390. I need the Dodgers because I hate my wife. That's a bruh. And let's dive right into it. So the leadoff today, and we're going to do some three up, three downs, three things I like and three things I don't like right now in the world of Dodger baseball. And for the first up, we're going with Freddie Freeman going Grand Salami, the Dodgers' third Grand Slam of the year. That gives the Dodgers a 5-0 lead at that point. And it was the first real big slugging hit for Freddie Freeman in quite some time. It was a great thing to see.
High drive, deep center field. Freddie Freeman, Grand Slam! Out of the shadows and in front 5-1.
So Freddie Freeman leaves the yard. That puts the Dodgers up 5-1 there. They had a great inning in that defeat of the Diamondbacks. You had Freddie going Grand Slam. You had a home run from Kike. You had a home run from Will Smith. The first time you had three home runs in an inning since 2022 against the San Diego Padres. Of course, you remember the 4+1 game, but that was the 1+4 game where you had JT, you had Trey, they're leaving the yard. So yeah, it was a great night at Dodger Stadium. Really, outside of that, the bats were cold. But one thing I want to dive into is Freddie Freeman. And Freddie Freeman has been quiet by his standards. And I think a lot of that has to do with, one, the standard that he has set for himself. Freddie Freeman can hit 300 and he won't be a happy man. Freddie Freeman can be one of the best hitters in the league, and he still will tell you that his swing doesn't feel right. That is how winners think. That's how future Hall of Famers think. They're perfectionists, and Freddie Freeman, he could be in a 2-for-18 slump, or he could be on a absolute heater and he's having the same routine. He's doing the same exact things before games and after games. And I think with Freddie Freeman this season, he's a little different. And he talked to the LA Times and he was asked about the season he's having. And he said, if I'm going to do the same thing I did at 25 and expect the same thing, that's just not smart. So that tells you that he's trying to prolong his prime. And I think that's one of the big X factors for the Dodgers in this first wave, this first chapter with Shohei Ohtani. I think one of the big questions is, how long will the primes last with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman? Because Mookie's clearly putting up MVP numbers. Last season, Freddie Freeman put up MVP numbers. Him and Mookie finished second and third in the National League MVP voting. And Freddie was outstanding. He had 59 doubles and 29 home runs. He set a new Dodgers record for most two-baggers in a season. But there are some signs early on that he is having a down year compared to last year, compared to year before that, and it really comes in the power department. So far this season, if you look at the batting average, if you look at the weighted runs created plus, it's not really that down, especially if you compare it to other hitters around the league, but it's the power numbers that you're starting to see go down. And that's why it was so encouraging to see him hit that grand slam yesterday to leave the yard, get a big home run. Because last season, like I said a couple seconds ago, from the power department, he had his best year in a long time. He had 29 home runs, 59 doubles. This year, he has 5 home runs. And you look at the slugging percentage last season, it was at 567. This year, it's down to 464. The batting average, last year he hit 331. This year, he's hovering around 300. Currently, it's at 298. The on-base is essentially identical, 410 last year, 409 this season. The weighted runs created plus, though, where a league average is 100, you're a league average hitter if you have a 100 weighted runs created plus as far as overall offensive production. Last season, he was sitting at 163. Right now, he's at 150. Okay, so the reports of Freddie Freeman's demise are greatly exaggerated, right? He isn't on the decline by most baseball players' standards. It's just the high standard that he set for himself because there's a lot of things that are identical to last season. If you look at his strikeout rate, this year it sits at 16.4%. Last season, it was at 16.6%. So almost identical. And there is a number that's actually up this season that's a positive, that's extremely encouraging, and that is his walk rate. Last year, his walk rate was at 9.9%. This year, that's up to 14.1%. But the number that you want to improve upon if you're Freddie Freeman is that power. Is you want to see more doubles. You want to see him go gap to gap, hit all fields, and leave the yard with some more regularity. Because right now, that isolated power, where it's slugging minus batting average, which is a really good indicator of overall raw power, last season, that isolated power was at 235. That was his highest since 2019, when he had a 255 isolated power, and he hit 38 home runs. So it was his highest ISO power in years, and that 235 ISO is down to 166 this season. So that is really what I'm focused on for the next couple of months with Freddie Freeman, is getting that isolated power number up, getting those ISO numbers up, because clearly he's still hitting for average. Clearly he's still getting on base, but that ISO power number is down 69 points this season. But still, Freddie, I know, like Joe Davis said, you're the most miserable 300 hitter in the league, but let's not forget, you're still performing at an all-star level. You're still an elite hitter. And for my up last night, got to give that to Freddie Freeman, getting that walk-off home run. And also, look, the idea of him just completely falling off a cliff, I just don't anticipate that happening with Fredericks of Hollywood, because Freddie Freeman is someone, from a work ethic standpoint, he's a 10. From a routine standpoint, he's a 10. Also, he knows what works mechanically with his swing, and I expect him to age gracefully. I have always said that Freddie Freeman is baseball's version of fine wine. He just gets better with age, and you're seeing that. His best years, I think, when we look back at his career, will be with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And you look at Tony Gwynn, the greatest hitter of his generation, one of the greatest hitters that this game has ever seen, he aged gracefully as well. 1997, his age 37 season, he led the league with 220 hits. He led the league with a 372 batting average. Even his age 39 season, he hit 328. I mean, his age 41 season, he hit 324. I mean, I could talk about Tony Gwynn all day, every single day. I love me some Tony Gwynn. The only year in his 20-year career that he didn't hit 300 was his rookie season when he was 22. And what he hit 289. Donio Taters, I know you love some Tony Gwynn, right? Got to respect Tony Gwynn, because you guys the same first name, kind of. Tony Dubaggers.
Yeah, of course. No, Tony Gwynn for sure. One of the best to ever do it.
He's really, really, really honestly one of my favorite. Just a great storyteller. A guy that, if you look at his old clips talking hitting, it's just a great thing to listen to. But so we got some more comments down below, though. Are you guys concerned at all about the performance of Freddie Freeman this season? Do you want to see him move to a different spot in the lineup, up or down? Because me, I still think he's fine right there, batting in the three hole. I think the protection of Shohei Ohtani and Will Smith, once he starts to heat up, once he starts to get going, we start seeing vintage Freddie Freeman, you're going to see those power numbers go up. You're going to see more doubles. You're going to see more home runs. If the batting average was around 200 right now and the weighted runs created plus was close to 100 and the strikeout numbers were up, then I would be a little more concerned. But that isn't the case, because Freddie still is one of the best hitters in the league. I do find it interesting, though, his bat speed, according to Baseball Savant, is in the 24th percentile. So when it comes to overall bat speed, that's not really what he does. It's about his overall just finding the sweet spot, right? And avoiding the swing and miss. I think for me, the only concern I have for Freddie, if you had to point one out, which I don't think is a big concern, is his defense has been down quite a bit from years past. If you look at his outs above average, he's in the 19th percentile, and this is someone who has a gold glove in his career. So I think the defense, you look at the range to his right, we've seen some balls get through the hole right there. So I think that's one area, too, that Freddie, you want to see kind of polish up and kind of get back to his standards. But like on a scale of 1 to 10, my concern level for Freddie Freeman as a hitter, I'd have to put it at like a 1. And that's because I can't. If I could have a 0, I'd probably put it at 0. But I'll go with the 1. But let me know down below in the comment section, are you concerned about Freddie at all? Are you worried about him possibly being on the decline? Because I think he's avoided the aging curve with the way he's taking care of his body, the way he's taking care of his swing. And I anticipate 3 more really good to elite seasons from the current active hits leader in Major League Baseball. Having said that, though, I do want to say that it's the big reason why you want to maximize this core, the MV3, Mookie, Ohtani, and Freddie, the Mount Rushmore, if you want to include Will Smith, which you know I'm more than fine with doing, because there's going to be different chapters of the Ohtani era. There's this chapter right now where you have prime Mookie and prime Freddie and prime Will Smith, and then there's going to be that next chapter in years 5 and beyond when Freddie and Mookie are starting to fall out of their primes. I need at least 1 World Series with this group. Most likely, I'm going to need 2 or more, but I'll be fine with 1, but that's going to be how these eras are going to play out. But we got rather see him batting second from Oscar Rivas. We got Fred M. We could give Roberts 9 Ohtanis, and he would still find a way to lose. Wow.
Finish him.
That's a finish him. Roasting my man, Mr. Dave Roberts. You guys are blaming him for the sinking of the Titanic down below. We got Adam 818. Dodgers have to win the World Series the next 3 years. Adam 818, those are extremely, extremely high expectations. Why not just say the next 10 years? But you rarely see dynasties in Major League Baseball.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The volatility of bullpens, pitchers' injuries, it makes it very difficult to sustain World Series winning. We haven't seen a back-to-back champion in the National League since the Big Red Machine Reds did it in the 70s. We haven't seen a back-to-back champion in baseball since the New York Yankees did it in 2000. So to say that the expectation should be a three-peat right off the bat, I think those are a little lofty because baseball is going to baseball. If you want that, go watch basketball. Basketball is predictable compared to baseball. Football is more predictable than baseball. Baseball is just the most difficult sport to project. We got Kermit 1, D-Mac. Do you think CT3 can change his swing mechanics like Justin Taylor? I think you mean Justin Turner did when he got into his 30s. He also had a high maintenance swing. Look, this is the thing, though. That swing is why he signed a 4-year, $60 million contract. That swing is why he went from hitting no home runs to being a guy that can get you 15 to 20 plus home runs and go on those streaks that we see. So, yes, he does have a high maintenance swing. Yes, it requires a lot of just little mechanical tweaks to make sure that everything's in line. But the risk of doing that is trying to change the stripes on a Tiger when he's already into his 30s, when he's already into the third year of a 4-year, $60 million contract. And then you could be in a spot where you're even worse than you were because, yeah, he's getting beat by fastballs. Yeah, he's having little to no success at the plate, and the consistency has been awful this season. He grades out as the least productive batter in baseball with a minimum of 60 plate appearances. But I think for Chris Taylor, you just want to get back to being the best version of yourself, and you kind of want to go with the swing that got you there. Because I just highly doubt, I mean, you're going to see little adjustments here and there for sure. And some of these adjustments, having talked to these hitting coaches, having talked to these players, some of these little adjustments, they're so subtle, but they make such a big difference. And I think you'll see more than that, than just him trying to break down his entire swing and reinvent himself. Because Justin Turner added the leg kick and he started lifting the baseball. And that allowed him to hit for more power. And he was able to use those bat-to-ball skills that he had and just combine everything. Whereas Chris Taylor doesn't have those innate God-given bat-to-ball skills that Justin Turner has, because he still has one of the best bat-to-ball tools in the sport, still at his age. But Ismael Martinez, if we didn't have Teoscar and Will Smith, I would have been concerned about Freddie's production. It's a great point right there. I mean, Teoscar Hernandez, he's been great in his role. Will Smith, he's been fantastic as well. And when you have this much talent up and down your lineup, you can mask anytime your superstar is going through a slump. So that's a great point right there. Steve Blevins, I want to see Freddie finish his career in LA. I want to see him not only finish his career in LA, I want to see him go into Cooperstown with a Dodgers logo on the hat on his plaque. And will that happen? Probably not. We know that he loves Atlanta. He loves his time with the Braves. I think he would have to win at least one MVP and possibly two World Series titles, but it's not impossible. I'll tell you that much. There's more than a 0% chance. Freeman has a 149 OPS plus. He is fine. That's from TN. Couldn't agree more. Conservative Zach, Freddie Freeman will go down as a legend. A Dizzle, that Freddie and Will Smith back-to-back jacks in the third was symbolic of why you can't pitch around Mookie and Shohei. Fantastic point. It's a fire take right there. And hopefully that pays dividends when it matters most in October, where the addition not only of Otani, but the addition of Teoscar Hernandez makes it impossible to pitch around this lineup. This lineup is too long, okay? This lineup is longer than a CVS receipt. And I think that when you have that kind of talent up and down that lineup, it's just so difficult to pick your spots that at some point they're going to have a big inning. And unfortunately, the innings have been a little boom or bust lately, but this lineup does feel inevitable, and that's with Otani and with Teo. The famous El Guapo start calling Dodger Stadium Mordor because we about to be Lord of the Rings. That's a comment of the show. That's a good pull right there, Tonio. Tony Tater's doing work over there. I'm going to give you a comment of the show. Think and Attract Online Marketing. That's your username. Okay. What's your favorite trade for this season? Love your show, Doug. Why don't we keep that one for the seventh inning stretch?
All right, you got it.
Because I've noticed the Bo Bichette, like we always say, Noel, we drop a name that it's starting to see the Bo Bichette momentum. If he becomes available, I found Mookie's comments about his shortstop performance really telling. So wouldn't be against that. I think another reliever, possibly two relievers. But 479 ISIS. Yo, hi, DMAC. The homers were fire last night. Our favorite catcher, the best catcher, and Frederick being awesome self with GM. Let's go. That's from Jazzy over there. I'll give you a fire take for that one. Vincent, DMAC, rumors about JV being a Dodger. Do you think they aim to land Kyle Tucker? Well, Kyle Tucker, he's the MVP, at least right at the top of the conversation in the American League. And Justin Verlander, we know he loves Houston. He has a no trade clause, and the Astros are starting to win games. So I think right now it's trending towards the Astros getting back to being one of the better clubs in the American League. And that division isn't daunting. So I think right now it's safe to say that he's most likely going to end his season with the Astros. But if something does change and he becomes available and the Dodgers need starting pitching, what I always say, if the Dodgers liked you in the past, they usually still like you, right? They still usually try to jump on that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pursued him if they needed starting pitching and he became available. J-Cam, Dodgers aren't winning anything without Freddie. Let's show some respect. He's going to be one of the best hitters of all time. Yeah, I mean, he's the current hits leader after Miguel Cabrera retired, and there's no doubt about it. We got the PG X-Ray 22. All do a month without sports, make $30 billion, and retire and follow the Dodgers everywhere. I could buy the Dodgers and be a cool owner. Okay, I love that. You wouldn't worry about going into that CBT. You would do it also. That's awesome. But let's keep rolling on with three up, three down. My first down of the day, and I know you guys love bunting. You love big bunts, and you cannot lie. You've always told me, D-Mac, why don't we bunt more? Situational hitting more. Sure, fine. If the situation presents itself, I'm okay with Austin Barnes or Miguel Rojas or Kike Hernandez laying down a bunt, but not if it's my $700 million man, Mr. Shohei Ohtani, who laid down a bunt in the first inning yesterday.
And here he squares, lays down a bunt. Manaply grabs it and throws wide off Walker's glove. The throw took him into the path of this monstrous man, and Walker couldn't catch it.
So my question is, did somebody tell Shohei Ohtani he couldn't bunt? Was it a teammate? Was it a fan? Was it a heckler? And he just out to say, you know what? I can bunt. And he saw the third baseman was back. He took advantage of the situation. But Ohtani just kind of went rogue and did that on his own. He also flashed that speed. So on one hand, you can say, wow, this guy can do it all. He can hit home runs. He can pitch. He can bunt. There's nothing this man can't do. On the same token, imagine if you dropped a bag and yesterday was the only time you got to see Shohei Ohtani played baseball. And instead of a majestic 400-foot blast, you watch him laying down a bunt. I just thought it was someone said in the comments right now, Ohtani laying down a bunt was a big WTF moment. Donio, what was your reaction to that? Tony Taters.
Dude, we were getting the highlights, Noel and I, online. And when he put that bunt down, I literally jumped out of my seat. I was like, what? But I didn't even think he would even ever do that. But I'm glad he made it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Nando says, Furcal had the best bunts. No Diddy. What does that mean? He can do it all. J-Bear 927. Longer than a CVS receipt. I mean, they need to cut down all the trees. I don't get into that one. That's from Elishiva. The infamous El Guapo, the infamous, but you put a dash, okay? He's practicing for when it's needed. Look, like I said, I mean, a part of me says, look, that is interesting. And it flashes his speed and he reached base. Although I think with the perfect throw, I think he probably gets out there. But yeah, it just really threw me off. But still, look, it's Shohei Ohtani. If he wants to show that he can do it all, certainly that was a moment that was on full display. But another interesting Shohei Ohtani moment last night was his interaction with Los Angeles Sparks newly acquired player Cameron Brink. I don't know if you guys saw this, but you had Shohei. He met with Cameron Brink before the game, a little handshake action there. He was talking to her, talking about his wife wants to go watch her play. I want to say that is husband 101 right there. That's an A1. That's clutch for him. To come, you got to mention the wife first. That's smart. Smart move there by Shohei Ohtani. He's looking smooth, though. He's smiling. Shohei Riztani over there. I mean, what are your thoughts, Noel, though? I mean, you're a big WNBA fan. You're a big Cameron Brink fan. What were your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani and this interaction here? Because I thought it was really cool.
I think he handled it super well. I mean, we've all seen the reel on Instagram of his wife getting buckets. So Cameron Brink is like next up. So I mean, he handled it super smooth. Mentioned his wife. He kept his hands on his hips. He didn't get no nervous. It looked like Cameron Brink was the one that was nervous. If anything, she was kind of touching her hair a lot and moving around. But it was good for the city of LA. Two big stars coming together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why it would have been cool to see Shohei Ohtani's wife take a picture with her, right? Because then you would have had the best basketball player in Los Angeles and Cameron Brink in the same picture. No, I've seen the highlights. I love someone made a funny reel where it was like all the highlights and it quoted Ohtani saying, I'm married to just a normal Japanese woman, right? Pretty sure that's not normal to be that good at basketball and get buckets like that. We got Ismael Martinez get Brink on the dugout for an interview, D-Mac. We'll see what we can do, Rafael. I'll work it. Try to get her on the show. LOL, nice D-Mac. Got New Balance as well represented with those two. Oh, she's New Balance? Yes, sir. Really? Wow. See, Ohtani brought New Balance to this Dodgers lineup, and that's what, okay. We got, I need a step stool from B. Guzman, Boomer Assassin. We got, okay. What's up with the trolling Roy Estrada? I don't know what's up with that. The Rizzler says One-Eyed Dragon. Pablo Ramos says Riz God. Ohtani told Brink Omelet. Yeah, these are some dangerous ones down here. Show Tiz. Show Riz Ohtani. Okay, Riz Gotani. Okay, we get it. Awesome. You guys are bringing those fire takes. Fire that take. Bunt was a dare from David E. That's a fire take. Fire and I like that theory. New Balance is cool again. Yeah, sure. I mean, I know it's cool again. I know a lot of people wear New Balance out in these streets. Jack Harlow, Kawhi Leonard, and the gang rocking those. But we got to seventh inning. Thinking of track online marketing. What's your favorite trade? Okay, we already got that one, so we're cleared up over there. Now, on a serious note about Shohei Ohtani, I was reading. NS, we'll talk about the lunchbox in a minute. I was reading Bob Nightingale's newsletter. My friend, my good close friend, Mr. Bob Nightingale, and Noah Cameras' close friend, Bob Nightingale, he mentioned this very interesting nugget where he says, if the Los Angeles Dodgers ask Shohei Ohtani to give up pitching and be an everyday outfielder in the future, two persons familiar with Ohtani's thinking say he'd likely be amendable. Obviously, Ohtani loves hitting and is perhaps the best in the game to do it, but those close to him say that he doesn't have the same passion for pitching as hitting. He does both simply because he can do it. So this to me is a definite down. And you guys know I went in on this topic yesterday. Having Shohei Ohtani and not using him as a pitcher is similar to having a Bugatti and the keys to one and not driving it, right? You have to take advantage of someone who, without question, is a top 10 pitcher in this league. Last time we saw him, he was working the sweeper. He was working the splitter down the zone. He can throw 100 miles per hour. On the biggest stage, he struck out one of the best, if not the best, players of his generation in Mike Trout in the WBC. So the idea of not using him as a pitcher at all to me is quite frankly ridiculous, right? You have to see if he can go and be that guy. And if he's not the ace level Ohtani, maybe you consider other options. But right now, I don't see any reason why Shohei Ohtani can't come back and be one of the best pitchers in the world. I think if anyone can do it, it's certainly him. And if it's what he wants, though, and if I'm the Dodgers there, I'm like, wait a second. You know, if Ohtani came to the Dodgers and wanted that, that's a whole different story. But I think they're going to see if he can recapture what he was on the mound. And if he can, you'll see a six-man rotation. You'll see the Dodgers taking advantage of a once-in-a-sport level skill set. Let's not forget, what makes Ohtani the unicorn is that he can pitch and he can hit. He's a Cy Young level pitcher and an MVP winning hitter. If he's just a hitter, yes, he's still going to go down as one of the all-time greats. But if he pitches and hits the next 3 or 4 years at a top 10 level, he's going to separate himself from any player to ever play this sport. So I'm absolutely against this idea. I couldn't be more against this idea. I think it's borderline asinine to even suggest this idea. But let me know down below in the comment section, what are your thoughts on the idea of Ohtani just hitting and presumably taking a spot in the outfield, because we know he's athletic enough to do that. We got Oscar Rivas over on YouTube. I called it when they signed him. Dodgers weren't signing him for the pitching. They got him for the hitting and the marketing. So to your point, marketing, check. They've signed like 10 deals with Japanese companies already. Dodger Stadium has been sold out, feels like every single night this season. The jerseys have been flying off the racks. You're right there. And you're right that they want him for being a top-tier hitter. And from a war standpoint, he's still worth it at $700 million with what he provides as a hitter. But don't kid yourself. This team can need as much frontline starting pitching as you can. And the unicorn of it, right, is the fact that he pitches and he hits. That's what makes him beyond special. That's what makes what he does incomprehensible, right? If you put up these numbers, he'd be a really awesome player, but we can't say that, oh, we've never seen this before, right? We've seen Barry Bonds. We've seen Mike Trout, right? We've seen elite hitters that can do this. What makes him a guy that's in his own category and such a historic player is what he can do on the mound and in the box. We got Trout was hurting during the WBC, mac and cheese. He was, for sure. BC, worst idea ever, Doug. I agree 100%. D-Mac, hi, Michael, I want to see him pitch from Adam A18. Ohtani for manager, B. Guzman. Dodgers will use Ohtani for pitching, us from conservative Zach. DKM, shout out to everyone who appreciated me on this dub. I laid out on the podcast for a while, but I'm back and I'm here to say, hello, D-Mac, did you miss me? Go Dodgers, F the Giants, nice and simple, I'm back. Welcome back, DKM. Wow. Tony Taylor, you know DKM?
I don't.
Keep, yeah, DKM is
a, about him.
He's a legend around these parts. He's someone who gives Nando 390 a run for his money for our of the show, for sure. But DKM, I'm glad to see you back, and I appreciate that 999, my man. Steven Blevins, can Ohtani be a DH and then be a reliever in the same game? It's a little trickier when you throw him into a DH situation, just because you can't schedule it as precisely, and he's a creature of habit. He's a creature of routine. He certainly could do it if there was a unique situation, right? If it was a playoff game, he was fully healthy, and you wanted to throw him out there because he was your best option. So, but most likely, it's starting pitcher, DH, or I don't like the alternative of him as a reliever, right? Ohtani should be the Lakers coach. That's a fire take. You don't like J.J. Redick? You don't like inexperienced head coaches, make the Dodgers great again. The legend DKM, totally agree about Ohtani pitching. Okay, so next up, we're going to talk a little Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Yamamania is still rolling. Yesterday, he goes 6 2/3, allowed 2 runs on 1 walk, had 8 strikeouts. The first time he threw 100-plus pitches, he gets into the 7th inning. So he allowed just 4 hits after Jock Peterson's RBI there in the 3rd inning, so he really settled down. He punched him out later with an elevated fastball. So you saw Peterson, when he got that RBI single in the 3rd inning, that was a splitter down the zone around 90 miles per hour, showed you the intelligence of Yoshinobu Yamamoto. It showed you that he's capable of reading sequences in a game, and he knew what Jock was looking for. He was looking for a hanging splitter, and he busts him up in the zone with some heat. So I love what I saw from Yoshinobu Yamamoto yesterday. And I think my big takeaways from his start, one, increased usage of that slider, increased usage of that two-seam fastball. They've been working with him on the side with it. It's been a part of the progression. Yesterday, you saw more slider. You saw more two-seam fastball. He ends up throwing that slider yesterday 10 times. 10 times. He ends up throwing the sinker 11 times. That is way up from his last start against the San Francisco Giants. Against the Giants, he threw that slider 3 times, and he threw the sinker 8 times. So the big key for his development is working both sides of the plate and giving him a fastball that has some run to it, a fastball that can move in the zone versus if you're going to throw that four-seam fastball and you miss with command and it's hitting the heart of the plate, if that's a straight fastball, big league hitters can time up a bullet, and we've seen them lay off the soft stuff only to hunt the fastball. Now you can't hunt that four-seam fastball as much. You have that two-seam fastball. You have that slider, and it was only a matter of time. I remember asking Yoshinobu Yamamoto in Korea about his pitch mix and if we were going to see more sweeper, if we were going to see more slider. And he kind of looked at me and he was smiling and he was telling me he couldn't give me his pitch mix and this and that. And I respected it, but I still wanted to see what he would say. I still wanted to ask him, right? But yeah, that's really going to take him to a whole nother level. And you look at his numbers on the season, a 3.17 ERA, a 3 FIP, that's 10 starts. That's a nice sample size there. So we're talking about someone who's giving you that kind of production even after his very first start at the big league level, his big league debut in Seoul, South Korea. He gave 5 runs to the Padres and threw 43 pitches in that game. This version of Yoshinobu Yamamoto is already evolving. He's already proving that he's one of the best pitchers on the planet, and he can do it at this level. During the broadcast, Joe and Orwell were talking about Dave Roberts, and Dave Roberts telling Yoshinobu that, hey, you know, you are better than this. And Yoshinobu realized that, hey, just because I'm a rookie, just because this is my first time in the show, doesn't mean I can't perform to my level. And I think Yamamoto realized that these guys aren't his peers. He's better than most of these guys, and he's pitching like it. You saw some 97s. We've seen some 99s from him. And yeah, he's really everything that you could have hoped for 10 starts in. And I hate to be the guy, oh, you eliminate the one start, this is ERA, but I'm going to be that guy. And you eliminate that first start against the Padres, he has a 2.3 ERA, 2.38 ERA over his last 9 starts, a 2.38 ERA over his last 9 starts. I know Shota Imanaga has been fantastic for the Chicago Cubs, but ask any GM around the sport who they would rather have, they would say Yamamoto, because Yamamoto's stuff just plays up at another level. That splitter is already one of the best splitters in this sport. The yo-yo curveball, we didn't see as much yesterday, but that is one of the nastiest curveballs in the sport. And then you add the other pitches and the fact that he got more swing and miss, and that how evenly distributed that swing and miss was, that was very, very encouraging. And 14 swings and misses yesterday, 5 via the heater, 4 via the splitty, 2 via the sinker, 2 the slider, 1 the curveball. So when you have swing and miss from all those different pitches, you are an absolute beast, and you're very difficult to hit against. And you look at that third inning, when that pitch count was going up, he was close to 50 pitches. He settled down, executed pitches, and was cruising the rest of the way. So Yamamania rolls on. That's a big up. He's exactly what we thought he was going to be. What I say during the preseason, I said he was going to win the Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young. Sure. Those were really high expectations. A lot has to happen for that to happen. But at least right now, he's not eliminated from that. That's all I'm going to say. He's not eliminated from that. And he's only getting better. So a big up for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yamamania rolls on. Now my next down is once again the desperate and pathetic marketing team of the San Francisco Giants. Are the Giants this obsessed with the Dodgers at this point?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are the Giants this obsessed that they have to have a giveaway where it's a Hawaiian shirt? You guys know me. I love me some Hawaiian shirts, man. I love me some Hawaiian shirts. But look at this giveaway. They're giving away a Beat LA Aloha shirt on Saturday, June 29th. On Saturday, June 29th, a Beat LA Aloha shirt. I hope this is real because I saw this on X, but it looks real. And you see right there, you see towards the bottom where it says Beat LA, right? Right now, towards like the bottom where the buns are. And you see it on the top too, and they're advertising as a Beat LA Aloha shirt for the San Francisco Giants. My question is, one, shouldn't they have it say Bait LA? Remember the fans that said Bait LA? They can't even get it spelled right. But to use the Dodgers all season long, like they had, because the Dodgers are the only thing that's keeping the Giants interesting. They're the ones that are putting butts in the seats. They're the ones that they're featuring in their marketing campaigns and their giveaways. And look, I guess it's so expensive to live in San Francisco that, hey, it's good for the Dodgers because the Dodgers are living rent-free in the minds of the San Francisco Giants marketing department. But still, I mean, I just don't get it. Why can't you just love your own team? Why can't you just give out stuff that highlights your own players? Look, I mean, I get it. Look, there is no Beat SF. There's no Beat NY. There's no Beat Boston. Beat LA is iconic. But still, I just can't believe this. I mean, hating the Dodgers is the Giants' personality trait at this point. And all they have right now is to root against the Dodgers. It's just sad. It really is sad. It's corny. It's cringy. I think it's pathetic. And you hate to see it. You hate to see it because the Giants are a proud franchise. The Giants, my granddad loved the Giants. He loved Willie Mays. They live in Northern California. He's probably rolling over in his grave just thinking about this. By the way, if you don't know, the history of the Beat LA chant, it started in 1982 when the Boston Celtics, they were facing elimination against the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 7. And the Sixers, they're blowing out Boston. And Boston fans, instead of, you know, wallowing in their defeat, they started chanting, Beat LA, Beat LA. So anytime an opposing fan base chants Beat LA, it's usually a good thing because it means that LA team is relevant and they're doing stuff. BC, Doug has NorCal roots. Look, no, my granddad was from Pittsburgh. He moved all around. He moved around, you know, he moved more than a military family. So, yeah, definitely not the roots there. We wish we were in L.A. That's from Boomer Assassin. Fraudulent activities. Giants and Padres are too worried about the Dodgers. Hey, we saw how some of these if you talk some smack about the Dodgers, can lead to some curses. I just don't love it because I respect the San Francisco Giants and their history as an organization. Batman needs his Joker, right? I wouldn't want to change anything about these two clubs. They've won their World Series. They have their history. The Dodgers and the Giants, they moved out west together, right? This is not a little brother, big brother situation like the Dodgers and the Padres. No, this is a legitimate rivalry. My opinion, the best rivalry in baseball, one of the top 10 best rivalries in all of sports. So, yeah, they're, you know, poking fun at the Dodgers. I get it. But I mean, who wants that? If I'm a Giants fan, do I want that? I don't want L.A. on my shirt if I'm a Giants fan. We got Steven Chavez says, SF mindset can't beat L.A. Try to copy them. Hi there says, someone call Mariah Carey. We need that. Why are you so obsessed with me, Jam? Yeah, I like that down below. The Padres, too, they care. Yeah, I mean, look, it's kind of what they do. We got Paul Gutierrez. Yamamoto keeps going deeper into games. It's a good sign. Going back to Yamamoto, that has been the consistency. Basically, what you're getting from Yamamoto, you're going to get six in two or three runs or less. And when you get that at this level, that's quality. And he continues to go deeper into games. It was his second time pitching into the seventh inning in his last three starts. So great point there. Kirk Lewis says Lance Lynn just fired Dave Roberts. We're like off the rails on the Tuesday, man. I kind of love it. How can Dodgers fans be 40 Winers fans? Ooh, that's Noah Camrus's team. He's a big Niners guy. He's talking. Go Cowboys, though. Cowboy. You see someone posted that meme about the Cowboys, and it said, a day since the last Mavericks conference championship, it said zero. The Dallas Stars said zero. And for the Cowboys, it was like 10,000 something days. Man, the internet can be so cruel, right? But next one on our list, guys, we're going to keep it moving here. Jam-packed show today. The next one for our up, and this is a quick one, is just kind of what you just alluded to. The starting pitching has really carried this team, and you almost don't realize it because you're always looking at the walk-off hits from Andy Páez and Shohei Ohtani and the home runs and how great this offense is. And they truly are. They're right at the top at most statistical categories. But the Dodgers this season are now 22-3 when their starting pitcher goes at least six frames. When they don't, that number drops to 11-14. So you're seeing a Dodgers starting pitching staff that even with the injury to Bobby Miller, they're still going out there and they're giving them consistency at a time when the bullpen is missing key pieces. So a big major up to that Dodgers starting staff. They've gotten it done this season. Now, we got our big roster update, and this is our last down. And that is, of course, you got the Emmett Sheehan news yesterday. He's out until the middle of 2025 at the very least. He underwent successful Tommy John surgery last Wednesday. That ended his 2024 season. During the spring, it was reported that he was dealing with general body soreness and that he was just not able to bounce back and recover. And he ends up going with Tommy John surgery. He's going to be out. Sheehan told reporters yesterday, it's super frustrating. Obviously, being on a team like this, it's really cool to be around these guys. I don't think there's any point to being down in the dumps about it right now. There's a lot of work to be done ahead of me, but I've been in these situations before where it didn't seem like I was going to make it to the big leagues or get drafted, stuff like that. I don't know. I always feel like there's light at the end, so I'll be all right. So that's the mindset. That's the mentality that you have to have. And Emmett Sheehan's a great, great kid. I mean, this is someone who, like he said, he's totally persevered. During COVID, he studied all the great pitchers and completely changed his attack plan and his mechanics. And he turned himself into a legitimate big league pitcher that he had the inside track of being the Dodgers' number five starter. And even if he didn't win that job, he was going to be someone they were going to lean on to be one of their explosive, versatile pitchers that you could use because of how explosive that four-seam fastball is. I told you before, I've talked to people in the organization, and last year they were telling me, this is the best, most explosive fastball we have within the Dodgers, and you knew they were going to use it. But he's on his way back. He's going to go through this process. I know he's going to kill it in recovery. Next one, we got Dustin May. Dustin May is supposed to return at some point after the All-Star break. He's still rehabbing from last summer's shoulder surgery that he underwent, and he started throwing program at Camelback Ranch over the weekend. Dave Roberts said that he watched some of May's rehab start through a video he was provided, and he said it was good to see him get off the mound. The stroke looked really good. So Dustin May, he's continuing to take strides, no major setbacks, so that's definitely a positive. Bobby Miller, big Bobby Miller up. So this is going to be a Bobby Miller up, and that is Bobby Miller is going to be participating in a three-inning, I'm going to update that, a three-inning simulated game. He's going to face hitters today. I'm heading over to Dodger Stadium right after the show, and I'm going to get video of that, so be on the lookout for that. He hasn't pitched in a game since April 10th. He's been out with shoulder inflammation. He did face hitters last Wednesday up in San Francisco during the Dodgers series win over the Giants. He threw a bullpen session at Dodger Stadium on Saturday. And Dave said that he is going to be back soon-ish. He's going to need multiple rehab starts to get ramped up to 5 innings. But he's going to be back, and it could be at some point in early June, and things are trending in the right direction. But we got a live update. This is from my guy, Mr. Noah Camras, and it's Dustin May who just tweeted out day 125 in a green check, hashtag first pen. So there's D. May throwing off the mound there at Camelback Ranch. We'll have to post this video in the next episode. Well, you see that run? He's looking good. Looking like Dustin May. So positive, positive stuff. And I think you need to think more and more about the possibility of Dustin May coming back and having an impact, because you don't bring a guy like that back with that kind of stuff without using him. So I could see him playing a role for this team in October. Then a couple more. Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly was placed on the IL with a right shoulder strain. Mariachi Joe played catch on Monday at Dodger Stadium for the first time since suffering that injury. So it's still early in the process of returning, but he is starting to throw. And the next box he needs to check off is advancing to throwing bullpen sessions, to beginning a rehab assignment, and then ultimately playing in a simulated game. So you never know with Joe, but the good thing is he's heading in the right direction, and he did play catch at Dodger Stadium on Monday, and that was just for the first time. So could be some time before we see Joe Kelly back. And then really the number one, as far as the reliever part goes, Evan Phillips. Evan Phillips has been out since May 4th. He's dealing with a right hamstring strain. He was eligible to return this past Sunday against the Reds, but it's going to take just a little bit more time. Dave Roberts, he told reporters that we should see him back at some point in the next 7 to 10 days. Dave said, Evan is doing really well. We're trying to make sure we take it slow in the next week to 10 days. I could see him being back with us, but he's going to do 2 to 3 games of rehab assignments. So he's going to do some rehab assignments. We could see him back in a little over a week. Right now, they're holding it down with the acquisitions that they picked up. And we know the Dodgers are good at finding guys on the margins and having them play a role. Eliezer Hernandez gave those home runs yesterday, but it's only a matter of time that Evan Phillips is going to be back. And it's not like you would have seen him in that role yesterday anyway. But that is going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Dugout Live. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. By the way, it's lunchbox. My mom, she came down, visited me, and she found this in our garage. So from way back in the day, you got Mark Grudzielanek, who remembers him, Montreal Expo, great. Sean Green, we still have a Sean Green interview we're going to upload. Adrian Beltre, the Dodgers legend, Hall of Famer. You got Eric Karros, you got Gary Sheffield, you got Chan Ho Park, Kevin Brown, and Oral Hershiser. Got the autographs on the side, on the back. Oh, this is great. You got Davey Johnson. Who remembers the manager, Davey Johnson? Darren Dryford. Man, Todd Hundley. Oh, man. This brings back some memories. Jose Vizcaino is currently with the Dodgers organization. Todd Hollinsworth, another rookie of the year. How about Donio? What comes to mind when you see his lunchbox?
Oh, dude, just being 8, 9, 10 years old. I remember I also had MLB All-Star 2000. That's a great lineup. With Jeff Shaw right there, but obviously Sean Green sticks out for me.
And
it was great meeting him the other day.
When we saw Sean Green at the gala, you were having a fan. We were a little starstruck.
Oh, are you kidding me? My hero growing up, Sean Green, dude.
Hey,
it was awesome.
Sean Green's the best. We're gonna post that interview too. We got interviews with Sean Green. But yeah, a couple more. We got the best show out there, 999. who's the name for that? So we give him a shout out. Appreciate you for that one.
Yoda.
Yoda. Mm. Awesome. Thank you so much. We got Dreyford. Are you allowed to bring up his name?
You
hey, man.
Win.
Well, good. I do a whole show on Dreyford. Later, D-Mac from Japan. Thank you, Masa, for rocking with us. W, D-Mac's mom, NS. I'll give you a fire take for that one. What up, D-Mac? I just smashed that like button. Go Dodgers. That's from Clayton Lockhart. Thank you so much. Thank you, Noah Cameras. Love you, D-Mac. Can I get a shout out? It's my dog's birthday. Is it really Mookie's birthday? It's not. Okay, thanks. Lion for shout outs. Lion for clout, as the kids say.
What does Noah do at food places?
What is he lying about with the water? Oh, cup? Yeah. Guess, sure, I don't know. Noah basically takes the water cup and puts soda in there, which do you guys do that? I don't know. That's a little sketch, a little illegal. Thank you, DS. Thank you, D-Max, number one fan, One-Eyed Dragon, Dodgers 2020, Karos, absolutely. I'm still your number one fan, bro. Appreciate it. Sean Green, Danny Cortez. But that's going to do it. Thanks, as always, guys. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that like button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that subscribe button so you're eligible to win our giveaway at 95K. Definitely want to make sure that you subscribe and you comment, Go Tani. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards. Johnson Level has been an industry leader for over 75 years, offering the finest levels, lasers, and layout tools. The Johnson Level 85-foot laser distance measurer captures length, area, and volume, and it also can be used in dusty and rainy environments. View our selection of Johnson Level tools on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.